Job 29. Job again took up his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in the months of old, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone on my head, and by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the ripeness of my days, when the friendship of God was in my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were around me." So he feels that God used to be with him, but he believes in God and looks forward to seeing God at the last day, he said in chapter 19. But he feels that God is now far from him. And, of course, he says, "The Almighty was with me and my children were around me," while his children are now dead. "When my steps were washed with butter and the rock poured out streams of oil for me. When I went forth to the city gate, when I prepared my seat in the street," he was an elder in the town where he lived, "the young men saw me and hid themselves. The aged rose up and stood in respect. The princes refrained from talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The voice of the nobles was hushed when Job was around, and their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth. For when the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it commended me, because I delivered the poor when he cried, and the fatherless also who had none to help him. The blessing of him who was ready to perish came on me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. The cause of him who I didn't know, I searched out." So he really was a righteous man. And he didn't just be generous to causes of need that came to him, but he says, "The cause of him who I didn't know, I searched out." And that is what love is, to be proactive, to think, "Ooh, I wonder how I could help that person. I wonder what's going on in their life and how I could help. I broke the jaws of the unrighteous and plucked the prey out of his teeth." In other words, he rescued poor people from wicked people. "Then I said," or I thought, "I shall die in my own house. I shall number my days as the sand. My root is spread out to the waters," talking about his family was well established, "and men listened to me. They waited and kept silence for my advice. After my words, they didn't speak again. My speech fell on them. They waited for me for my words as for the rain. I smiled on them when they had no confidence," he encouraged people. "They didn't reject the light of my face. I chose out their way and sat as chief." So he's remembering the great life that he had once had. And I think this is very human, especially when we're in difficult times, to think the past was better. Now is awful, and what do I have to expect in the future? Just something even more awful, and death itself. That's what Israel were like when they were in the wilderness. They looked back to Egypt and thought, "Oh, wasn't it great in Egypt? We had garlics, we had melons, we had meat. And now we've only got manna, and we're probably going to die here. Oh, it's awful." Whereas the good news of the kingdom of God means that we look back on the past and think, "Oh, that was awful. Now is much better. I'm with God and I have the hope of the kingdom. And ahead of me is only that which is better, the eternity of God's kingdom." But in our weak moments, and Job here is in a low point, we don't see it that way. We only look at the present and that's awful. We tend to look back to the past. And Ecclesiastes rightly says that we should not look back at the former days and say they were better than these. We need to look forward, but you only look forward by looking up to God.